Before we pick up from where we stopped at the Bible study last week, just a way to give us a further reassurance, even as we move on in this new normal or new reality of our times. Everybody is just trying to find their footing in this new rhythm of life, at least for the time being. In our prayer points for today, as we were waiting on God together, the point that we prayed about is tied to the different names of God. And of course, there are very many other names of God that were not covered in that list. But I don't want that to just be something we read through and just say a word of prayer in passing about. I want it to be a reality in our hearts. Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower into which the righteous runs and is safe. In other words, it's the ability that you're just able to say in Jesus' name alone should not be so common and so frivolous that we forget the privilege and the power that is associated with that. The name of God is powerful. The name of Jesus is potent. It's the same yesterday, it's the same today, it's the same forever. And not only do we have the privilege of mentioning or calling the name, we actually have the privilege of dwelling. It's part of the mystery of Christianity. Muhammad doesn't live inside Muslims. Buddha doesn't live inside Buddhists. But one of the uniqueness of the Christian faith is that our own Savior actually lives inside of us. And we live inside of him as well. It's a mystery. He's in us and we are in him. So we are dwelling in those different dimensions of his Jehovah Shammah. The Lord there is right there in the midst of everything that is going on. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our provider, is providing for our needs even in the midst of all of these uncertainties. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace, is our peace in this season and of course beyond. It's always been our peace and it will continue to be our peace. Very many other names that we looked about, Jehovah El Shaddai. I'm not sure if that was on the list, but that's God, the multi-breasted one, the one that is able to supply sufficiently, more than you could ever ask or think or imagine, the all-powerful, almighty God. That's the one that we have the privilege of calling Dad. That's the one that we have the privilege of calling a friend. That's the one we have the privilege of calling our Lord. So I just thought to give us that quick reminder and a reassurance, as it were, that no matter what might happen, no matter the direction in which the next few days might take, the next few weeks, the next few months, we are persuaded of one thing. God is with us. And he's not just any God. He's a powerful, loving, and caring Father. And I pray that his presence will continue to find expression in our daily experiences, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we-